The Dream Beyond the Shore.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, broadcasting live from WLRN in Miami. Good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we've been here in South Florida all week with our Wealth and Poverty Desk, focusing on the new American dream. And one thing that is part of the American dream for millions of people is centered right here in Miami, and Americans have been singing about it for decades.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya.
Ah, how Americans love to cruise. Well, joining us now to talk about the cruise industry is one of its leaders, Adam Goldstein, the president of Royal Caribbean International. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so how's business right now for you?
The industry has had an interesting year in 2012, to be sure. We've worked very hard to recover demand. And I think we've been able to demonstrate for the most part that this is a resilient industry and that consumers see the value in cruises.
Where in the world are people taking the most cruises?
The United States is still clearly the number one source market for cruisers in the world. There are about 20 million people a year in the world taking a cruise right now. 11 or 12 of them come from the United States. But the growth rate is higher from other areas of the world, particularly from Asia and Latin America.
Well, who are you catering to in terms of income level, primarily?
For Royal Caribbean International, first of all, we draw pretty broadly. I mean, obviously, we offer upscale vacations, but in order to attract 3.5 million cruisers per year from around the world, we're looking at a household income of probably something like $75,000 and up, generally speaking. The vast majority of our cruisers, I would say, would be middle and upper middle class.
Do you think that the cruise as a luxury has become more available to more people over the course of time, or do you think it has become less available?
No, it's definitely become more available. When I got into the business in 1988, we aspired to be a mainstream vacation. In 1970, only 500,000 people took a cruise. Now 20 million people are taking a cruise.
Wow.
So it's definitely become more accessible. But what the last few years of challenges economically have posed to us is the need to really get across the value message of how much is included in the cruise purchase so that people can really recognize the benefit and weigh that against other vacation alternatives that they have.
Did you cruise as a kid?
No, I didn't. In fact, I don't even remember ever having a conversation about it the whole time that I was growing up. My first cruise, I think I was 27. That's when I got going. So I had absolutely zero cruise experience growing up. But I'm trying to make up for lost time. And I've either visited ships or cruised on ships in most parts of the world.
Lucky you.
Thank you. Yes, I agree.
Adam Goldstein is president and CEO of Royal Caribbean International. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome, Jeremy.
Coming up, we'll head down to the docks to talk to people about why they cruise. But first, let's do the numbers Miami style. Stocks are higher in global trading this morning, up almost 3% in Tokyo, up 1.3% in Frankfurt. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 46 points to close at 13,825. That is the highest close since Halloween 2007.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Kronos, offering cloud-based workforce management solutions to control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Well, millions of people do not come to Miami by plane as we did. They get off of a cruise ship and they come here to the Port of Miami, the cruise ship terminal. 4.3 million people a year, one in seven of the world's cruise ship passengers come through this port. I'm standing in the shadow of one of these enormous ships. And we came here to ask some people about what it is about this modern American luxury that they find so appealing.
The food. No.
Let me just get your name if I could.
My name is Stephanie Ashenden.
So what's your favorite part about going on a cruise?
Just being at sea and, you know, the free will of doing whatever you want, whenever you want.
Is it something that you have to save up for a long time to do?
For about a year.
So it's expensive?
Yes.
I'm Jeannie Nelson.
And where are you headed on your cruise?
Oh, St. Thomas and wherever my husband picked. I have no idea. He does it, I go. I go for the show.
So what do you like about it? Why do you keep going on cruises?
It's peaceful, it's relaxing, and your kids can't get a hold of you. And it's
kids
wonderful.
Can't get a hold of you?
No, it's great.
So tell me your name.
My name is Anne-Juan Creef. I'm from New York.
What do you like about a cruise? Why did you decide to do a cruise?
It's more economical. That's the best part about it. And the food is good, and the fun on shore is on board is nice, good.
So how often can you do something like that?
I would love to be able to do it at least once a year, if it's possible. If you save away and put away for you, it would be possible for you to do that.
But do you consider it a luxury?
I don't even think it's a luxury. I think it's something that we should treat ourselves to. A little relaxation, somebody making our bed, somebody preparing our food.
What do you do back in New York?
I work as a direct care aide, take care of elderly people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't mind somebody taking care of me for a change.
Some of the people taking cruises at the Port of Miami. Our stories this week were produced by Jolie Podokas and Sean Bowditch and engineered by Charlton Thorpe. And finally, during our visit to South Florida, we went to one of the wealthiest, most exclusive places in the United States. It's called Fisher Island, and it's not far from South Beach. You can't even go there to visit unless you're invited, and you can hear all about our journey at marketplace.org. But I bring this up because as soon as we got off the ferry, we saw a man holding a live falcon, and he looked very official and told us he used to work for the government. But these days, he and his falcon work to solve an unusual problem, which is scaring the other birds away from the diners while they're having lunch at the club. At WLRN in Miami, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.